Welcome. My name is Rosie Magana, and I am a staff therapist at CAPS. This practice will help you deal with test anxiety, that annoying anxiety that shows up in testing situations and gets in the way of your performance on exams. The practice is from Dr. Sheehan Belock's book called Choke. She found that when students worry about their exam performance, those worries will use up valuable working memory space in the brain. And you need all the working memory space you can get when we are working on an exam. So if your brain is clogged up with worries, you aren't going to be able to do your best. Taking a few minutes to write out your worries helps clear them out of your brain so you have more working memory available during the test. I would recommend doing the practice before you go into an exam as a way to center and prepare yourself to be able to shine. So let's get started. Find a quiet place to sit and get out a piece of paper and pen and take a few minutes to tune into your worries. Begin writing in response to the question, what am I worried about with this exam? And just begin writing, letting your worries flow freely. Some examples might be, I'm worried that I might fail and fail the class and mess up my GPA, mess up my scholarship, mess up my future. I won't get into graduate school or get that internship or clerkship. I'll feel stupid. My family will be mad at me. I'll never get a job. Just let the worries flow. Usually, we project far into the future with our worries. So see if you are way ahead of yourself in terms of the consequences of the test results. I won't get a job. I'll be a failure in life. Really let your mind roam through your worries and fears. Think of this as a great big purge. Like when the academic year has ended and you are moving from one apartment to another and getting rid of everything you don't need. When you feel like you've gotten your worries all down, sit back in your chair and close your eyes. You might feel a bit overwhelmed by your list right now. So let's take a few minutes to get recentered. Wherever you are, begin to tune into your breath. First, placing your attention on your in-breath or your inhales and starting to slow your inhale down, bringing your breath lower into your belly. Then, find your out-breath or your exhale, slowing that down as well. As you exhale, you might even let out a sigh, releasing any tension that built up in your body. You might even place one hand on your belly, breathing into your hand, allowing it to gently rise and fall as you breathe. Research on test anxiety also shows that taking a few minutes to engage in some calming breathing before an exam will also help your performance. So know that breathing and centering is incredibly helpful to your mind and body, Inhaling and exhaling. Inhaling and exhaling. This type of slower breathing into your belly also helps stimulate our PNS, the system in our body that helps to counteract the stress response, calming down our bodies and minds, recentering, reconnecting with a calmer place inside. And knowing that you can return to your belly breathing if you start to get anxious in your exam. Inhaling and exhaling. Maybe release an audible sigh when you need to. See if you can relax the muscles of your face a bit, around your eyes, the cheeks, the jaw, see if you can let your brain relax a little bit. Inhaling and exhaling. And when you are ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room. Remember to return to your belly breathing whenever you need to during the test. Thank you for practicing, and good luck on your exam.